When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
I'm Bethy Hungerford, and you're listening to Friends with Recipes, the podcast featuring your favorite people and their favorite recipes. Today's episode brought us back to the English coast, to the location of episode one of this podcast, but this time we were interviewing the man of the house instead of the woman. Today's guest is Simon Hooper, who is known to many of you as Father of Daughters. Simon is a hilariously candid father of four daughters who entertains his nearly 1 million followers on Instagram with funny videos and tales of parenthood. Simon and I got to talking when I was recording his wife Clemmy and soon made arrangements for me to return so he could make me his famous carrot cake. Here's Simon!
So, I am here in this kitchen again.
You are.
This beautiful kitchen. This time not with Clemmy, I'm with...
Simon.
Simon.
Her husband. Otherwise known as Father of Daughters.
Yes. Mm. And there is so much stuff on the counter.
Yeah, well, this isn't your traditional one, I guess. I guess you get made lunch. You're not getting made lunch.
No, that's fine. I just tell people, cook me your favorite recipe. Yeah. That could be a cocktail.
Okay.
It could be anything.
Had I known that, this would have just been a gin-based conversation.
Well, I did bring you a bottle of gin.
That's true. Although it might be a bit early in the day.
It is a bit early in the day.
I've got kids pick up later and all that kind of stuff. I already get frowned upon by parents. I don't need any more reasons for them to hate me.
Oh, but later, maybe when this is cooking, you can show me your gin bar.
Yes.
Because I've heard that's worth...
I've got plans for the downstairs, the basement in the house.
I didn't realize there was a basement.
Yeah, it covers the footprint of the house. And that's going to be my place. So like a cinema room, bar, like playroom. And the idea is that you'll only be able to get access from down here. But it's so far down on the list of priorities in terms of what needs to be done in the house.
Right.
When I say float the idea to Clemmy, should we convert the basement into my bar? No. We need bathrooms, we need nice bedrooms, all that kind of stuff. So,
That's like 5 years.
Yeah, maybe, if I'm lucky.
10 years.
I might go into retirement and then get it done. And I'm only 36, so that's a long way away.
Fingers crossed for you. So it looks like you're baking, and then we've got carrots out. So I'm guessing...
This is a carrot cake. So I've been making this carrot cake, I think, since I met Clemmy.
Mm.
In fact, I think it might have been the first cake that I ever made her.
Aww.
And then my kids have liked it ever since. So, yeah, I kind of just got back into it. So, yeah, I love baking. That's the thing. Cooking, I'm less concerned about.
Yeah.
Because food is kind of fuel to me. I know that sounds terrible because there are a load of foodies who just love the process of cooking.
Yeah.
I don't have any creativity in the kitchen.
But do
I
you
can't
love,
do it.
Do you love eating?
I love eating.
Okay, so for me, like, I don't love cooking.
Yeah, but there are people
that do. I do it because I love eating.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but therefore I want to reduce the amount of time I have to cook so I can actually just eat.
But you find that the baking is worth
the baking is different because it's methodical and it's weighed out and there's some science to it. And, you know, I like all the measurement and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And I like the practicality of not using... tools as well. I don't use KitchenAid. I like to actually mix the stuff manually so I can feel the consistency rather than... I sound like a nerd now, don't I? But...
No, I love it. Yeah. Although when I was on my way over... You can get started.
Yeah, I will. Thank you.
I was on the train over, I was reading your book and I couldn't quite tell if you were joking or not about using a power tool.
Absolutely nothing wrong with that. That is a great way of cooking. I I was struggling to make, because every year I try and outdo myself with the kids' cakes, and they get more and more extravagant every year.
With their birthday cakes.
Yeah, and the last couple of years I've gone too far. Like, I got colour dyes from the States, which you can't buy in the UK because they're actually really bad for you.
Because they're actually illegal here.
Yeah,
exactly.
So bad
for you.
But Amazon came through. Thanks, Amazon.
Oh, well done.
And I also made a floating Malteser cake, so that everything was kind of pouring out of the Malteser bag and the balls were kind of floating in the air as they came on top of the cake. And then I made one of those rainbow cakes. And as you cut into it, the inside was filled with Smarties. So as you cut it open,
it kind of
gushed out. Yeah. And the problem I was having was making this Swiss meringue lemon icing, which was really difficult.
Is that a boiled ice?
I can't even remember
meringue
the process.
Meringue is just like egg whites.
Yeah, but it was more of an icing consistency.
Okay.
And so I I started making the cake at 9 p.m. Kids are in bed, fine. I finished making the icing at 2 a.m. And I had to go to an all-night garage to get more eggs because the egg consistency wasn't right. So in the end, I was like, I don't have any like kitchen utensils that I can make this with quickly to whisk it because my arm was basically breaking.
Yeah.
So I whacked the whisk in a power drill and put it on drill setting 14. It worked a treat. And ever since, I was like, well, you can always use power tools in a kitchen. That's
or
fine.
You can always use a KitchenAid, which is kind
yeah,
of
yeah, but they cost
that,
money but... and I have drills, so that's fine.
Oh, you don't have a KitchenAid?
No.
You don't have
We don't have any kind of electric stuff, really.
Ew.
Yeah.
Because which is, Clemmy doesn't bake.
No, she doesn't like baking, but mainly because I do the baking.
Yeah.
So we kind of have that shared kind of way of working, I think. That's why we kind of complement each other. Although we can't be in the kitchen together at the same time.
You can't because you fight.
Yeah.
Just get each other's way.
I don't know how any couple works in a kitchen together.
Yeah.
Because everyone thinks they should be in charge.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
So and Clemmy normally does the cooking.
Yes. Although we both take shared responsibility for doing the kids' dinner, and invariably I'm here most of the time because I work from home, and Clemmy isn't. So I'll be doing breakfast and dinner, and then we share kind of the evening responsibility for Clemmy and I. But we eat late, like 9:30, 10 o'clock.
Yeah. What do you like to eat for dinner then?
I like anything. Anything.
Really?
Yeah. I really don't have any preferences. I know I'm supposed to reduce red meat. I know that.
Oh, just in general, not because your doctor said.
No. Just because we're all supposed to for the saving of the planet, which is a good thing.
Yes.
But I do, I'm partial to a bit of red meat.
Yeah.
I love a really nicely done steak. But that's like anniversary time and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
That's when we do that. But
if you could, if it weren't bad for the planet, would you have a...
I'm a carnivore. Yeah. I'm not going to lie about that. Although I do like a nice fish, a nicely done fish. There's a really great restaurant in Broadstairs just down the road called White and Jones. And they kind of specialize in really nice fish menus. So we've eaten there several times. That's like our treat place that we take ourselves when we've got no children.
Yeah.
Yeah. Although, the kids have gone a couple of times, but they just kind of push stuff around a plate.
And it's
where's
not
the
worth
chips?
The,
yeah. Shut up. Just eat the food. Shut up.
So maybe better not to bring them to that one.
Yeah, exactly.
So what kind of fish do they do that you particularly like there? Because I'm guessing it's all like local, because we're right
so
by
all,
the water here, aren't we? So
exactly,
it's
it's all locally
local
caught. It's really what they've caught in the local fish market, so there can be anything really. But I mean, the things that we really like, they do a really nice cod, and they do a nice plaice as well that she can get. But there's some just really nice different fish, and it's different, like on a weekly basis they change the menu. So
yeah,
it's nice. It's just a treat for us and something different because we don't actually cook fish that much in the house just because it stinks.
Yeah. It does.
I mean, even with a powerful extractor fan like that, it just doesn't really work. And I'll usually get shouted at from upstairs, stop cooking fish, shut the doors, turn the fan on. So yeah, you know what it's like.
But I know you guys do fish and chips on occasion because I was here last time, I dug through your freezer.
Okay, that's not weird at all.
No, it's not at all.
Good.
Is it? Well, that's part of what I like to do when I come to people's houses. I just find it...
Nose through their stuff.
Well, I'm not going to go through your, underwear drawer, but...
Good.
I personally find it interesting, and since putting out this podcast, I've realized other people find it interesting as well.
Yeah.
To know, like, not just the... It doesn't have to be weird stuff, but... Like, I'm not looking to embarrass anyone. I'm not looking to
make
fun of anyone.
It's what makes those people, right?
Yeah, it's just interesting because we all have our habits we get into when we go to the grocery store. You pick up this brand of this, and you always get some of that.
Exactly. And it's the, like when we've got four kids, that shopping list doesn't change dramatically.
Really?
No, it doesn't. I mean, we try and introduce them to new stuff, but
yeah.
Kids are kids, and sometimes they just don't want to try new stuff, and you can try and force it on them as much as possible, but yeah.
It doesn't work, it doesn't work.
No, that's why I'm, my job in the house is to eat leftovers. That's what I do.
Yeah.
It's one of the reasons why I don't eat a lot of main meals, actually.
Yeah.
Clemmy will get to the evening, and she'll say, oh, what are we going to have for dinner? I've eaten three-quarter left meals.
Yep.
And I'm full.
So can we go to your recipe for a second here?
Yes. Yeah. So this one's been handed down through the generations. No, it's not. It's found on some internet page a long time ago.
So you just found this online?
Yeah, but I kind of tweaked it a little bit. And mainly because it's quick and easy, and I wanted to get the kids involved in it.
Yeah.
But I think if you do it right, then it can be light and fluffy, and it also comes with loads of like cream cheese icing on top. So
I love cream cheese icing.
Yeah, and it holds its moisture; it doesn't dry out too much.
Yeah.
I mean, famous last words. I'm going to burn this in the oven in a minute. You're going to have an absolutely awful time choking on it as you try and eat it.
So you started by grating two carrots.
Yeah, so it's 8 ounces of carrots. Mm-hmm. And then, I mean, the math is quite simple. 6 ounces of plain flour, 6 ounces of caster sugar, and then 4 ounces of walnuts. And then you kind of mix that all together and then add in some baking powder and bicarbonate of soda and some vanilla extract. Just bind it all together and then put it in some tins and then kind of sit back and let it cook for about 35 minutes at 180 degrees.
That's it.
I just got it off my head. That was good, right?
I'm actually very impressed.
Yeah. I just sound like I know what I'm doing.
Yeah, you do. Even though you are taking a rolling pin to a plastic bowl at the moment.
Well, yeah. Where's the pestle and mortar when you need it, right?
Yeah.
The thing is...
This is something kids could do. Like, this is perfect.
Oh, you're saying this is child's cooking.
No. Not at all. Oh, well, okay. I guess I am.
So the problem is, since we've got this new kitchen, I don't know where anything is. Because Clemmy keeps putting stuff in their new homes, and unless I need it, I'm not actively going to come across something. Yeah. And because Clemmy's not here at the moment...
No, this is very clever.
A rolling pin and a... Well, I'm a solutions-orientated person. I like solving problems, and the problem was I needed to crush the walnuts, and now I have, so that's good.
Perfect. I had my kids made banana bread the other day, and... I didn't want them to have the knife because I was trying to make dinner and they wanted to cook. So I had them just put the walnuts in a plastic bag and smash it to bits.
Which worked perfectly
as well. And that worked as well.
A great stress reliever.
Now, it took me years before I had confidence to cook in the UK, or to bake rather, specifically in the UK. Because in America, we don't use these scales.
What do you use?
We use measuring cups and measuring
spoons. Oh, yeah. So these kind of things, right? And they are the most annoying thing because when you go online for recipes these days, add a quarter of a cup to... Like, what the hell is a quarter of a cup? Do I get a mug out of their cupboard? Like, what I drink tea out of? That's not a measure. That's stupid.
It has very specifically a quarter of 8 ounces. Okay, exactly. So you've mixed everything together. You're not putting all of the walnuts in, are you?
No, I'm going to leave some for the topping as well.
Oh yeah.
So that's going to be sprinkled on top because aesthetics are important.
Yes.
So I mean, really, it's just kind of this into two trays. I need to grease these and then.
Oh, are you doing two layers?
Yeah.
With cream cheese frosting in the middle?
Yes. So,
I'm so excited.
When I previously found this recipe, they just put it in one thing. And I was like, no.
That's,
also, how am I going to know if it's cooked in the middle? That doesn't work. So I'm going to have to put it in two trays so it's going to cook separately, then square it off with a knife and make it nice. And then, cream cheese filling and all that kind of good stuff.
So is this your favorite cake, your favorite pudding in general?
So. Yeah. Yeah, I think so. I mean, it's just... It's quick and easy to do, and the kids eat it. That's the
main thing. Oh, they do?
Yeah. Even though it's got walnuts in, which is weird, right?
Yeah.
Because I usually... My tactics for feeding the kids stuff that they don't like is usually chop it up as small as possible.
Yeah.
Like, putting mushrooms into a bolognese sauce.
Yeah.
They're like, no, I don't want that. But, you don't realise. You've just eaten 4 pounds of mushrooms. I've seen an increasing number of people on Instagram that have not necessarily packed up their jobs, but gone traveling with their families for elongated periods of time. Yeah. So there's the bucket list family, and I think Courtney Amando as well.
Adamo. Kind of, yeah, do you know she and I grew up together?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
She's from my tiny farming town. Yeah, but they did that trip, and so I before they did that trip, I was. She was like, "We want to change," and I was like, "Well, why don't you just move to Dulwich?"
What a suggestion!
Just move from North London to South London, and then we can, like, you know, hang out, and it's lovely here. You lived in South London; lovely.
So after your suggestion, they decided to move around
like,
the world.
She was like, "No." So they came over for lunch one day, and I took them to like the nicest places in Dulwich, trying to really convince them that this was the change they needed.
Yeah.
It was raining and it was miserable. And I mean, South London just doesn't compare to the rest of the world.
It does in its own way, in its own way.
And then they left like 6 months later.
You did a great job. So you basically kicked them off on their tour.
So their tour, I'm taking credit for. Yeah. It was my fault. I only got a small cut. No, but actually watching them on their trip, it looked absolutely incredible, obviously.
Yeah.
And it clearly was.
I imagine there's a lot of hard work that goes on behind the camera as well, though.
Oh, sure.
So that's one of the things that Clemmie and I were trying to get away from when we started our Instagram, which was the realities. Because there's a lot of accounts out there that picture the perfect life. Mm-hmm. On a beach, you're holding hands as the sun sets behind you, or wearing white.
Yes.
No one holidays like that. That's not real life.
Yeah, not with kids anyway.
Exactly. And social media gets a bad rep for creating an image that people can't live up to. Mm-hmm. And I didn't want to be part of that. I was trying to do something different to show that we all struggle. And it's okay to struggle. And if we laugh about it, then maybe it'll make it easier for someone else. So while I appreciate what the traveling families do, it doesn't show you the nappy changes on aeroplanes or the vomit that's happened from some deli belly infection that's had or something like that. It's hard. And I'm sure they must have worked really hard to make that kind of work.
But so. I guess your point is it's behind the scenes because you don't really see that.
Yeah, exactly. And every family has that. And that's why sometimes I look at those accounts and I think, oh man, I'd love to go and do that. Give up my job for a year and travel around the world.
Yeah.
And I would love to be able to speak to them after that year and what is it really like?
Yeah.
Is it that, because it looks wonderful.
Because
but...
like you can't shower, you can't escape each other.
Exactly.
There's nowhere to, I mean, if you and Clemmie can't cook in the same very large kitchen.
Yeah.
How are you going to cook together in a camper van?
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss. There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
There you go. So you're measuring some...
Yeah, greaseproof paper.
Yeah.
Which is essential because, as I've learned over the years, getting a cake out of a tin that doesn't want to come out of it is a real pain in the butt.
Are you left-handed?
I am.
Oh.
As is my brother, my sister, my mum, not my dad. We're like 4 out of 5 are left-handed.
You say that's genetic?
I think it is.
In your case, anyway, it seems to be.
Well, I have relatively strong genes. I think you kind of look at my children.
It's very clear they're yours. Like me.
Yeah, so I don't... If you ask me which of my girls are left or right-handed, though, I don't know if I can answer that question.
Really?
Yeah. That's really bad, isn't it? Do I need to know? I think they're all right-handed. I'm just going to make it... I'm going to call it. And you know what? No one's going to know anyway, so
well,
it doesn't really matter.
Who's going to know?
Okay, let's re-edit that. They're all left. They're all right-handed. 100%.
Okay, now do you want to try the other one?
They're all left-handed. And or... Hang on, last one. Yeah, some of them are left-handed and some of them are right-handed. There you go. I've covered all the bases.
Well done.
Just edit that one in as you will.
So when I was watching Courtney on her trip, and it did look amazing, and as you suggested, there was probably a lot going on behind the scenes that we didn't see.
Sorry, I'm making a horrible rustling noise for you.
No, it's fine. It's a cooking show. This is you cutting out the paper.
So yeah, badly.
But I just, partway through, I just thought, gosh, I really just, I want for them to have their own pillow for a night.
Yeah, but that must be the hardest bit, right? Being a kid and you'd want the comforts of home, maybe. Or maybe maybe you don't. Maybe you get used to being on the road.
I personally would. But maybe if you're a kid, you just can get used to anything,
really.
Yeah, it's
a big adventure, right? So you can just kind of continue.
Yeah.
I'm not too fussed about home comforts. Clemmie's very much a homey person.
Yeah.
So I would happily kind of just go off and drop everything and, you know, go traveling.
Would you?
Yeah,
if
I'd love
given
to.
The opportunity
to
like travel for 6 months.
I think so. I'd love to. I mean, how many? You only live one life, right?
Yeah.
So you've got to experience it.
Would Clemmie do that, do you think?
I think she'd grow into it. I think the idea. Well, Clemmie's quite an anxious person, right? So the idea of going off and doing something new or doing something that's different to what we do on a normal day-to-day basis is different for her. The way that I think about it would be positive and embracing, and Clemmie would be thinking about the potential issues.
Yeah,
that's the way that we
differ.
How
do I pack for everybody? How
exactly.
Are we gonna... Yeah.
Exactly, and I think that just passes. That's a difference between us about how we operate as individuals as well. But it also means that we have counterbalance to each other, because otherwise we'd do everything all the time if I was in charge. And whereas Clemmie kind of grounds me and makes it a bit more realistic.
Let's think about this. How's that taste?
Okay, yeah.
Can I taste it?
Yeah.
I'm going to taste the batter.
There you go. Try that one.
Ooh, can I lick the spoon?
You may.
Ooh.
That's all right, right?
Yeah.
Not too much cinnamon?
No, not too much cinnamon at all.
Okay.
I would even put more in. Not that I'm saying put more in, but it's like...
I put it in the tins now.
No, that's a really nice flavor. I like that it's not overly sweet.
No. Well, you don't want to make it too sweet, because it's got the kind of bitterness of the walnuts in there as well, so you need to have to kind of balance it out.
And carrots are actually quite sweet.
I know.
If you've had, do you ever do like carrot juice?
Carrot juice?
Yeah.
I'm not a juicer.
Yeah.
I'll be honest.
Okay.
We do own a juicer. It's in a box in the basement. It's been there for 2 years. many of our stuff.
So you've even preheated your ovens.
Yes.
I'm very impressed.
Now what you'll notice is the smell of pizza from the children's birthday party. So this cake will be an interesting
pizza.
Smell.
Pizza infused.
This will be another one of these things that I've made where people are kind of choking on it, and I'll be like, no, I'm not going to eat it. It's fine. Don't worry about it. The pressure's really on. I don't know how people do MasterChef or, you know, Ready, Steady, Cook, or what's the other one? Great British Bake Off.
Yeah.
Although I do enjoy watching that program.
I've never seen any of them.
Don't you do like a cookery podcast kind of?
Yeah.
you're
currently on it, Simon.
Yeah.
I'm thinking maybe you
should do some research into what's out there, you know, how they run their format. No?
I know, I probably should. I just really don't like watching TV.
Really?
Yeah. There's very little I get excited about.
Yeah, I can understand that. There's a lot of junk out there as well.
Yeah, I mean, I'll watch stuff on Netflix. Oh, do you know what I just saw?
Go on.
The Bird Box?
Yes, the one with Sandra Bullock.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. my 11-year-old watched that on her own.
Oh,
Clemmie wasn't very happy.
I was scared watching it on my own, and I had to skip through like most of it because it made me so stressed.
Yeah, Clemmie found it a bit of a struggle to watch. I came out of it thinking, it's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that a lot of these things get hype from... People
I think it's mostly just the idea of being blindfolded.
Yeah,
there's somebody at your door.
That'll be the postman. Hang on, I'll go and get that. In my pin.
Apron. Okay, so the door just went, and it was a big box of
HelloFresh.
HelloFresh. Is that something that you guys were gifted, or is that something you guys ordered?
No, we've been doing HelloFresh for about a year. Yeah. I don't want to turn this into an advertisement for HelloFresh, but this actually makes our life so much easier.
So many people I've chatted with do a food box.
Yeah.
You are the third person who says, I do this every week and have for years.
Yeah, so we've done it for about a year and a half. We probably started maybe 2.5 years. We had a break, mm-hmm. and we thought, oh, we don't need this anymore. It encourages us to eat differently.
Yeah.
So that we're not making the same meals like Spag Bowl Tuesday or whatever it might be. And it does actually make me think that I can cook, which is nice, right?
Because it just lays it out for you really.
Exactly. Simply. So yeah, that's when I say Clemmy and I take turns to make dinner, we take turns to do one of those each. That's what we actually do.
Would you have admitted that if it hadn't shown up while
I mean, it was terrible timing, wasn't it? But yeah.
Well, not for HelloFresh. I bet they're going to be thrilled about that.
They've done really well. So yeah, now I'm going to clear up a little bit because usually when I cook, I use every single utensil.
Yep.
And then I leave it around or, like I've done with that, not wash it up and just leave it in the basin.
Yep.
Then I'll forget about it, go into another room, Clemmy will come in and she's like, what the hell have you done to my kitchen? And I don't learn. So that's so now, because she's not here, I'm going to do it. I'm going to clear up.
Well done. She will be so pleased.
Yeah.
Can I help?
No. Well, I mean, out of the way, unless you know where stuff goes.
Nope.
Well, there you go.
Dirty stuff can go by the sink. Yeah.
So while the cakes are baking, we can do the icing as well.
Yeah, and I want to see your gin.
Well, you know, you've come at the wrong time because Christmas depleted us rather.
Oh no.
Yeah, but we can go and have a look at it.
Yeah.
And then we can add yours to the collection, actually.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, because I've brought you, I didn't want to show up with flowers, so I brought you.
Yeah, this is a lot more appropriate.
Some
Shetland real gin. This
craft
looks lovely.
Gin. So this is not an ad. I literally just took it off my shelf.
Yeah.
Because I get a craft, it's called the Craft Gin Company or something like that, and they send me a box of really unique gin every month, and they're so fascinating. And so you can go on their website and read about that one.
I'm looking forward to trying it.
And it's for sure going to be delicious.
And you obviously looked at the bottle and thought, yeah, this is for a guy who has daughters. It's pink.
Because it's pink.
Yeah, great.
That was a complete accident, by the way.
Sure it was.
Well, honestly, because all of the other ones were open, because I love me some gin. So, Clemmy was saying that you don't drink wine.
No, I haven't drunk wine in a long time. So, this is our little gin collection here. So, Clemmy's been adding to them. Some we get some, but the one that she actually loves is the one from Aldi.
From Aldi? Yeah. Is it like Aldi brand gin?
Yes, this
gin?
Where this stuff, like Gin Lane.
Oh, and it has a pretty label.
It does, right?
Old Tom Gin.
Exactly.
Can
I mean,
smell
you
it?
Can't beat a Hendrix and tonic with a slice of cucumber, though, can you?
Or a sprig of rosemary.
My
current favorite.
Actually, when I was working in the States, they had elderflower and black pepper with Hendrix, and that was good.
Elderflower and black pepper?
Yeah, black pepper sprinkled into the gin. I have no idea why, but it worked. It was good.
Well, I'll have to look into that.
Yeah.
This Aldi gin smells absolutely delicious.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it?
I think packaging-wise, I really like this one.
Yeah, I have a feeling that's empty. I have a feeling Clemmy's
just
been
saving
at that one.
It. So what would you call this kind of top? It's like a...
I don't know. That's like a classic... if you think about Dutch beers, that's usually the pop top one we have, yeah.
And it's like a pottery bottle, isn't
Yeah,
it?
It's almost like a thing that cider used to come in, really.
Yeah, that's beautiful. Give it a smell.
Nope,
I can't really smell, but
well, that's because
I think
it's
might
completely
be empty.
Empty. Yeah, you can smell an empty bottle if you want. And you're not looking like an alcoholic at the moment at all, by the way.
No, not at all. I love gin. And look how pretty that looks.
I know.
It's pink.
Well, we had around kind of 20 at one point, but Christmas wiped us out. So.
Yeah, as it does. So how do you drink your gin? Do you just...
I don't want to mess around with it too much. A nice tonic.
Mm-hmm.
And depending on the gin, then either a cucumber or a slice of...
So you always go gin and tonic?
Pretty much, yeah. I don't want to mess with it too much. Clemmy's into the cocktails and all that kind of stuff, but I'm quite a simple person.
Yeah.
As I've just demonstrated by making a carrot cake.
Well, I'll go even more simple than that.
Straight gin.
I like gin on the rocks.
Ooh!
Yeah,
that's
just
punchy.
Gin on the rocks. Because I find that... When I'm drinking a gin and tonic, I'm like, oh, there's just, I can't taste the gin.
Yeah.
And if I have a cocktail that's shaken up, it's always too watery.
Yeah,
so I've just gone for gin on the rocks.
So if I pour someone a gin and tonic, I usually get told it's way too strong. In fact, my sister and I are the only ones that drink them that strong.
So what's your ratio? What do you normally go
I'm
for?
I'm not going to say half and half. I mean, it's probably
well,
not.
Well, I've just told you I go for it. Like,
yeah, it's probably not zero. Far off half and half. If you put 3 ice cubes in the glass, mm-hmm. then the gin probably comes to the top of the ice if the ice is not stacked on each other. Mm-hmm. And then, yeah, so it probably looks like half and half, but it's not. It's probably about a quarter and 3/4 or something like that. But
and do you do like a flavored tonic or you just go straight
We bought
tonic?
Some Mediterranean tonic recently that
what
was
is
like,
that?
I don't know. I don't know. It said Mediterranean on the label. It tasted like tonic water to me.
Okay, fine.
And we had a gin recently that was almost, it tasted like a curry. I don't know if you've had one. It's called Opia, I think. It comes in an Indian-style looking bottle. And I could not shake this flavor of curry as I was drinking it.
You didn't like it?
Not at all.
Really?
No.
I've never heard of that.
I will find
the
recommendation for you and give it to you. But
yeah,
it's a recommendation maybe not to drink if you don't like curry.
Yeah. Well, I'm just really curious because I'm a massive gin fan.
Yeah.
But my husband's gone to, I think, Finland and brought me back gin that tastes like pine trees.
Yeah.
I cannot drink it.
Because it smells like disinfectant or washing up liquid, I guess?
Yeah, it's just, not for me. He made me drink out of it and I had to toss it.
Yeah, well, my go-to is beer. Like, that's what I like.
Is your go-to.
Well, IPA, so in the craft revolution of beers that happened in the last 5 years.
Yeah.
I've discovered that I have a real good palate for beers, whereas wine just seems like overpriced swill.
And you just don't enjoy it?
No.
You've never enjoyed it?
All wine tastes the same to me. I can tell the difference between a red and a white.
Okay.
And that's about it. I can order a dessert wine. I can do that.
Okay.
Because they're extremely sweet. It's the extreme ends of things.
Yeah.
But maybe I've just killed my taste buds over the years and just not being able to define what's a good one and not. Beers, I can taste the difference.
So you've not killed your taste buds.
No, just for wine.
Something about your palate.
Yeah. Whereas my brother loves wine. He goes to vineyards in the France when he's got holidays. He's been been over to California and done the wine routes there and all that kind of stuff. And I realised it's a whole way of life and a culture and, you know.
Yeah.
But I just never bought into it.
So if you're having great big steak and potatoes and like a really
when
wholesome...
everyone else is having a red wine, I'll be having a beer.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, so what kind? Okay, then.
When my book came out, I went to Hawksmoor. I took the publishers and Clemmie and my brother and sister, and my mum and dad and my agents for a nice big meal, and everyone was having a lovely meal, and I was having a beer.
Yeah.
While everyone else was enjoying the really expensive red wine that I just bought.
But so what kind of beer would you choose to go with a meal that would usually call for a big,
yummy glass of wine? You're thinking that I actually match stuff, which I don't.
You don't, okay.
No, I just drink the beer that I like with any meal.
So you would have a Corona with a steak
I wouldn't drink Corona.
Well, so you do match stuff.
Okay, well, no. I drink the beer that I like, which is a hoppy IPA.
Okay.
Although I'm starting to get into weird ones like passion fruit beer and grapefruit beer.
Fruity beer.
Yeah. Well, in the
really
summer.
I don't like fruit beer.
Oh, it's nice. Grapefruit one. There's
So recommend something that I can try.
Well, Punk IPA Elvis Juice.
Okay.
Is the grapefruit one, but it's really strong. It's like 7.5%.
Okay.
And that's in a small can, so you have two of those, and you're kind of pissed at bedtime.
Well, if I'm otherwise drinking gin on the rocks.
Oh, you've probably got.
Okay.
You've probably got a tolerance to this kind of stuff. I do keep forgetting that you drink straight gin. So yeah.
Although when we first moved here, I had zero tolerance for alcohol.
Oh, so we've done it to you?
Yes.
The Brits?
Yes.
Who are famous for just drinking?
Yes.
Yeah, and having bad teeth and other things as well. I don't know what.
Yeah, well, the teeth is... I find that most Brits don't realize that Brits have a reputation for bad teeth.
True, they need to travel more to find that out.
Yeah, or watch Austin Powers.
I've now got that image running through my mind.
Yeah.
Right, 6 ounces. We're going to do the icing while we're talking.
Okay.
So 6 ounces of soft cheese, and then 4 ounces of butter, lemon juice, and icing sugar. Although I think these measurements are slightly off because it always ends up not stiff enough. So I'm going to reduce the amount of cream cheese or reduce the amount of icing sugar. We'll play with that.
We'll play with that. Okay. So when you send me the recipe, because this recipe will be available.
Yes.
At, what is my blog? At friendswithrecipes.org. We can get your recipe.
Well remembered.
Thank you. And you'll put the proportions that you prefer.
Yes.
On there.
And it's in ounces and not in grams.
That's fine. It is what, however you make it.
Good.
So is this the cake you would make for a birthday cake for your kids?
So birthday cakes, so every year, as I mentioned earlier, I kind of outdo myself or try and outdo myself. Actually, I let myself down this year. I didn't.
I was going to bring that up, but you didn't.
I was snowboarding in Switzerland and then went to, directly to Boston after that. I didn't have much time.
Yeah.
So in my defense, that's my defense.
Yeah. No, they were beautiful cakes.
Yeah. So previous years I've done them, and the twins, we've decided to have separate cakes for the twins every year because although they are the twins, they want to be seen as individuals as well, so they can have their own thing. This year we bought them, but I tend to go with the aesthetically pleasing stuff rather than complicated recipes with loads of ingredients.
Although you did describe the like candy falling out and all of that. That's less about the recipe,
that's about the presentation. Yeah, okay. So I could do a showstopper cake for you, but it might not be a crazy taste inside. But I do like a white chocolate kind of thing with raspberries inside. That's quite nice. For the kids' birthdays especially, it's more about kids, their friends come in and then they can talk about it when they go home to their parents. I do remember the rainbow cake that I made with that amazing American colouring.
Uh-huh.
We got some phone calls from parents the next day.
I know where you're going with
this. Yeah, the kids' poos turn luminous green.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they were like, our kid's really sick. It's like, no, don't worry, I've just dyed their insides with the stuff. It's fine.
It'll work itself out.
Yeah.
Just don't look.
Yeah, it's the Hulk in the toilet over there that you have to deal with.
So which recipe do you use for those? Do you have like the same base recipe
No, the beauty of using just internet searching just to find the right thing. And a lot of that is based on the aesthetic of the picture, whether it looks good, which can be a bit hit and miss sometimes, obviously. Right. I don't care where it comes from.
A nice picture.
Yeah, I don't care where it comes from.
Do you have a picture?
Yeah, as long as it's got ratings, right? Yeah. So we've got that jobby on the side there, the Google Home Hub, and that's like a kit. That is the only KitchenAid that we have. So you can say to it, find me a recipe for, and it'll get one. And then it'll give you step-by-step instructions about what to do.
So is that what you do?
For some of them.
So I've not used one of these, so this looks like an iPad.
Yeah, so it is like an iPad
How do you get it talking?
Okay, Google, show me recipes for carrot cake. Right.
And then, here are some recipes.
So if you click on the first one, right, and then start cooking.
Oh, sorry, you've ruined it already. I ruined it. Sorry.
Go ahead. Resuming recipe from where you left off.
Thanks.
Right. So you heat the oven. Blah blah blah. Okay, Google. Next step. And then it should say the next things.
There are 16 ingredients.
There you go.
You can ask for the next ingredient or skip to the instructions.
So I don't actually have to look at a book or anything.
The first ingredient is 2 cups, 260 grams.
Okay, Google.
Stop. There you go. I mean, her voice is incredible.
All right, done.
Shush. You're not part of this.
So do you really use that when you're cooking?
Yeah. So Clemmy doesn't use it particularly. So we use the Google for like music and stuff like that, obviously. But so I do use that.
It just kind of blows my mind because I have a Sonos player that doesn't work very well connected to the internet. So I'm like, why would I take the next step and hook anything else up?
The only reason I do it is because you can.
Yeah,
right?
And it's fun.
I want to try it out to see if it works.
And it works.
And it does work, yeah. I mean, is it a gadgety kind of thing? Will you use it all the time? No. But it's... It's nice to be able to have it, and the kids enjoy it. So, yeah.
So, what do the kids do with it? They have.
They ask it stupid questions.
Okay.
Okay,
Google. Who is Simon Hooper?
Oh, God.
On the website matterformams.com, they say Simon Hooper is an author. As of April 2018, he's 35 years old. He started his Instagram,
Boom.
The father of daughters, after Clemmy rose to prominence with her blog.
That's nuts. I have literally never Googled my name, so that I don't want you to think that was pre-set up in any way. I really am embarrassed.
Okay, Google. Who's Bethy Hungerford? No, okay, Google.
My apologies.
Yeah. Okay, Google. Who is... Bethy. Nope.
Why don't you know your own name?
No, it's not picking up. It thinks I have a lisp. It's okay. Saying Becky. Okay, Google. Who is Elizabeth Hungerford?
Sorry, I don't know how to help with that.
Oh, that's painful. That's painful.
Okay, Google. Play music by Elizabeth Hungerford. Let's see if that works.
Okay, Elizabeth Hungerford from Spotify. Playing on Kitchen Google Max.
Okay. See if this works. Oh, that is me.
There you go.
There we go. Okay, Google. Stop.
Okay, you've had enough time playing with that now. Right, so this is the famed drill. Right, so this that fits perfectly, doesn't it, right? As if it was made for it. And then, there you go. So just get that. Get the spoon out first. There you go, see, that is perfect. All that butter's disappearing. Who needs to buy expensive kitchen aids if you've got a power drill around? Right. There we go. Look at it, it's working really well, right? And now the battery's dead, but that's okay.
Oh my God, that's brilliant.
It works, right?
I can't believe that it just fits in there so beautifully.
Yeah, it's as if the designer of this and the designer of this had met somewhere in a pub and said, you know what, we should do a secret design thing to make whisks fit in power drills.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
And it's all quite fluffy. I'm actually very impressed that
works,
yeah.
Why wouldn't it?
Well, it just sounded like it was going to be a gimmick, but it actually legitimately does.
Yeah, it works.
It does work.
Yeah. And it just needs you to sign a form to say if I kill you, that you're not going to accuse me of anything. Yeah.
That's beautiful.
Not bad, right? It's fluffy. It's got a bit of a wobble to it.
Yeah.
But it's actually cooked, so.
Do we need forks?
Yeah, I was going to just use my hands, but I'll get you a fork.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No, well, I want to do it how you do it. Do you normally eat this with your hands?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I wouldn't use a fork, but then I'm messy, so.
Well, then let's do hands. I mean, I'm American. That's my default.
Good.
I always worry that the Brits are going to on me for.
No, that's fine. We'll bring
using my hands.
We'll bring a damp cloth with us for fingers. That's fine. Sign of being a parent, isn't it? Having a damp cloth all the time. Damp cloth chasing children around.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm going in.
Moment of truth.
And I love that we're. Ooh, I love doing this with my hands. Okay, there you go.
I'm pretty pleased with that. That's right, right?
That's delicious.
Light, fluffy.
And it's not too much frosting.
It could
it's
be
like
a lot more.
Really good amount of frosting.
There's a lot more in the bowl, so I didn't put too much on.
That's delicious.
I'm happy with that.
I'm happy with that. Well
and
done.
That's a go-to for my children.
Yeah.
Whenever they want something like that. Get them involved in making that.
Yeah.
Because it's simple. Maybe work a little bit harder on the butter, but...
I would try that. Thank you for being on the podcast.
No, I've really enjoyed it. I just hope that both the material and the cake was good enough.
Absolutely. No, this was great. Thank you.
You can get Simon's recipe for carrot cake by going to friendswithrecipes.org. And Simon can be found on Instagram as Father of Daughters. You can find this podcast on Instagram as Friends with Recipes. Please share, subscribe, rate, and review this podcast as it makes a real difference and is truly appreciated. A big thanks to Simon for being on the show. Though, when I tried to have a little chat while we had our cake, he seemed ready for me to go.
Shut up. Just eat the food. Shut up.
Okay, I can take a hint. Tune in next week for another episode of Friends with Recipes. See you then.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.